Another musical institution is celebrating this year too. The Norwich Keyboard and Electronic Organ Club is marking half a century of presenting live music in the city with a special concert this month. Here's Tony to tell us about the club.
Whether you play music or just love to listen, you will be made welcome at the Norwich Keyboard and Electronic Organ Club. Members pride themselves on their club's friendly atmosphere as they meet each month to enjoy live performances from visiting musicians. Club Secretary Pam Barnard says, "During 2022, we are celebrating 50 years of presenting live music, showcasing many of the finest professional keyboard and organ players in the UK. Modern orchestral arrangements, Hammond and jazz organ, traditional theatre-style organ, and good old straight electronic piano playing, singing too, all have their place at our meetings. A warm welcome greets everybody. We keep the atmosphere light-hearted and humorous with the monthly succession of top organists and new names on the circuit, providing an excellent variety of music. Organist Tony Stace will perform at a special club night on May the 31st. Founder members and David Ivory, the first organist to perform at the club in 1971, have been invited as special guests." Pam adds, "The club was actually founded in 1971, but having lost more than a year of concerts because of the pandemic, we feel well justified in making this our 50th anniversary year. Musicians who visit the club play a wide range of music for members, including show tunes and film music, as well as pop, jazz and popular classical music. Chairman Martin Drake joined the club in 2006 and was appointed chairman that November. More than 15 years on, he still thoroughly enjoys watching the performances at the club meetings. 'I don't play, I just enjoy listening,' he says. 'Even more to the point, I enjoy the company. It's a friendly club and we all have a good laugh and joke together.' Pam, meanwhile, does play the keyboard and enjoys the club's live performances just as much as Martin. 'Being a player, I can appreciate just how much work these professional organists put in to what they play on the night of the concert,' she says. 'As well as seeing how well they can play, which of course they all do brilliantly, I do appreciate what's gone on before we actually see the end result. The club reached a peak of some 300 members in the 1980s. The longest-serving member has come to meetings for about 35 years, and the current membership stands at about 50. Martin says, "Fewer people have come out since the pandemic. People just got out of the habit of coming out on a Tuesday night once a month to enjoy it." Pam adds, "We're hoping that as the year progresses and as the general situation gets better, people will start coming out more. Prior to the pandemic, music fans were travelling to club meetings from as far as King's Lynn and Cambridge. Pam and Martin hope that the 50th anniversary celebration concert will delight excited existing members and attract new ones too." Martin says, "If you look at the membership now, the higher membership is people who are not players, but they come for the entertainment, the pleasant night out. People can either ring us or turn up on the door." Pam adds, "And we'll welcome them with open arms."
Thank you, Tony.